A number of years later, when I was pastor of the church at Red Oak, Mrs. Ferguson was running against Mr. Robinson of Waco. Mrs. Ferguson was anti-Klan and Mr. Robinson was Klan. Well, I decided that it would be easier to get rid of the Ku Klux and to get rid of the Fergusons in state government than it would be to eradicate the influence of the Klan. So I was voting for Mark Ferguson against Mr. Robinson. Well, some of my members suspected that that was the case, and they marked my ballot. And when they found out that I had voted for Mark Ferguson, they had information that they were not in position to use. They knew what had happened, but they couldn't say anything about it.
Did this jeopardize your position in the church?
Oh, no. At that time, too, we had a man coming to hold a revival meeting for us, and some of the members of the Klan were up on the front pews, and they never came to church before. And one of my members said to me one afternoon, said, "Did you realize that you have a Klansman preaching for you?" I said, "Yes, I'm aware of that. I've learned it since he's come." And then this man told me, he said, "They've gotten up a cashier's check that they're going to deliver to him in the church service Sunday morning. They're going in their robes and present it to him." Well, the chairman of my board was a member of the Klan. Superintendent of Sunday School was bitter against it. Another official in the church was bitter against it and said to me, said, "If they come into the church with their robes on, I'll tear them off." I said, "No, don't do that. Let me handle that matter. I'll handle it." I went to the chairman of the board, who was a Klansman, and I said, "We can handle this thing if it doesn't get into the church. If it gets into the church, we'll have trouble, and I want you to help me keep it out of the church." He said, I'll help. He was a Klansman. So I said to the preacher on Friday night, the visiting preacher, "I know the score. I know that the cashier's check is ready to be delivered to you on Sunday morning. But I'm telling you now, unless you stop it, this meeting closes tonight." And he stopped it. And the check was not delivered to the preacher, but was given to some orphanage up in that part of Texas.